morning. Welcome you all this morning to this service celebrating Reformation Sunday. So the theme that we'll be using and preaching on will be concerning Reformation. And in fact, just a little preparation, when the lector does the reading, follow along with the Romans section. That's what I'm going to pull a lot of things from. And I do see Tawny with an announcement. Come on down.
Next week, the youth group Sunday Soldiers will be meeting after church and we'll be having lunch. So please feel free to join us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sunday Soldiers.
Good morning. I'd like to remind you of the Voters Assembly meeting after church. We have a very important item to attend to, and that's looking at and questioning and gaining information about a new HVAC system. And hopefully we will entertain a motion then to accept the contract from Mike Messimer and have that new system installed. So that's after service. Second announcement, this is the last Sunday that Sam will be our lay worship leader. That duty will end, and next Sunday he will begin as our vicar. So we thank you, Sam, for all the times that you've served us as lay worship leader. And we're really looking forward to next week. Thank you.
Thank you all, and again, it can't be done without you. You are the Church of Christ. You are God's people, and none of this is possible without you. A couple of little things. This is Light for Today, Christ in Our Home. There are other copies. This is the last quarter. The next quarter one is already back at that table, which is full of information, so feel free to help yourselves at any time other than during the sermon. Don't get up and walk out back there. But feel free to help yourselves to the information, and if you don't see something you're looking for, ask somebody. We'll make up a story if we need to or find it for you. Again, looking at Reformation Sunday. At this point, let us turn in. Are there any other announcements or information that I'm missing? And I do want to mention, we have four youngsters today who will be officially communing for the first time. Silas, Sienna, and again, I'm not sure, some of them may still be here and some are not. Sienna. And then Bria and Thea. The elements for communion are in the back. And I got this idea. Let's have the four of them carry and bring the table of Jesus in right after the offering. So they will be carrying in the elements. And today is the cup communion. And we thank you again, Jamie, for the bread, bringing Christ to us that way. So let us look then in the bulletin for the brief order of confession and forgiveness. Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the strength of our ancestors, the host of this meal, the builder of the city that is to come. If we have died with Christ, we will also live with Christ. Let us confess our sin to the one who is faithful. Our helper and redeemer, we confess the ways we have failed to live in your disciples. We have not finished what we have begun. We have resisted puns and ignored strangers. We have captivated our passions. Lift our burdens, gracious God. Refresh our hearts and forgive our sin. raise us to the new life that's chosen for us. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. There is rejoicing in heaven when sinners repent. Put your trust in these promises. God will never leave you or forsake you. You who were lost have been found. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Rejoice with the angels at this good news. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. for this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Come steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on them your saving prayer. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. He lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The renewed covenant will not be breakable. But like the old covenant, it will expect the people to live upright lives. To know the Lord means that one will defend the cause of the poor and needy. The renewed covenant is possible only because the Lord will forgive inequity and not remember sin. Our hope lies in a God who forgets. The first reading is from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The The psalm is from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a river which streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day.
The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God sees and the earth melts away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now, and guard the works of the Lord. What desolation God has brought upon the earth.
Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow who and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Paul's words stand at the heart of the preaching of Martin Luther and the other Reformation leaders. No human beings make themselves right with God through works of the law. We are brought into a right relationship with God through the divine activity centered in Christ's death. This act is a gift of grace that liberates us from sin and empowers our faith in Jesus Christ. The second reading is from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." And they answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" And Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, this isn't a children's sermon Sunday, but I get these ideas, and I thought, well, it's Reformation. We're going to have them all come up anyway. So come on down. Zeb, you come over too. The three angels behind me, come on down. There they come. Okay. And so on here. Come on. Yeah, and I saw, yep, there comes Grace, and we've got the gangs all here. Come on down. Kind of squeeze in. We're going to, oh, and we even have Angel Harrison and Angel Haley coming, and we go, yeah, this is great here. And Whoopi's back there, too. Morning. Thank you. Thank you, Kate, for wonderful reading there. And thank you all. Now, we have, yeah, this squeeze in. We're going to be standing momentarily anyway. You're good. Perfect. Okay. Do you see a picture of Jesus? I see eyes going. Yep, there is Jesus. He's got his hand up, doesn't he? If you look behind you kind of in a corner, you'll see another picture of Jesus. If you look back that away, we've got another picture of Jesus. What's kind of neat is Jesus is all around us, isn't he? Because Jesus is always with us. We want you to remember that. And if I say, the Lord be with you, what do you say?
And also with you.
Yes, very good. All right, now I want you to look over this way. We see four guys over there. We've talked about them occasionally. Three of them have gray beards. That means they're older. I'm not one of them. They are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, John is the younger one because he really was younger. That we know. We don't really know what they looked like. We know about what they might have been wearing. And if you look, they all have books in their hands. It's because they're writing. Who are they writing? Oh, there's Silas. How did I miss calling your name? What are the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John writing about? Yes, bless you. They are writing about Jesus. First four books of the New Testament, writing about Jesus. Okay. Look at the guy at the top. Okay, anyone want to guess who that is? What do you think? No one wants to guess? I'll bet, the three confirmation kids that are already confirmed should know. Who is that? Yeah, that is Martin Luther, hence the Reformation. Do we know what he looked like? Yes, because there are paintings of Martin Luther. And that stained glass is based on that. So, wow, Martin Luther. Now, Martin Luther was a guy that lived about 500 years ago, and he did some studying. And he thought there are some things we need to look at. One of the things that he thought hard about was this idea of the love of Jesus. You've heard me talk about that before. Do your parents love you? Yeah, your parents really love you a lot. Okay? Your parents love you a lot. Are there times, though, that they might have to make you listen somehow? Like maybe sit in a chair for a while, get a time out? You ever have anything like that? Just think of Haley a second. Do you think she ever got a timeout? Yeah, we got, you know, Olivia's up here. Yeah. Yeah, Haley says yes. In fact, what was it, steps? Yeah, not a chair, but she got to sit on steps for a timeout. Yeah. And how many of you, did you guys ever have to get a timeout? Yeah, there's a few here. Do you know Neil Fisher? Neil's back there. Wave, Neil. to the kids. Okay. Do you think Neil ever got a timeout? Yeah. I'll bet there isn't anybody in this congregation that never got a timeout. Harrison said, yeah, I never did. We might have to ask the judge about that, huh? Okay. Or at least Olivia could tell us. But the point is, your parents still love you. Even if they give you time out, they still love you. And that's how it is with Jesus. Jesus loves you. For the Bible tells me so. Okay? Yeah, it's in the Bible. Jesus loves you. And that's what Martin Luther was struggling with. He said, you know, there are things going on. I'm going to talk to the after a bit more about it. But even though we have to get timeouts, our parents, Jesus, still loves us. And then that tells us it shouldn't scare us that we're somehow going to lose the love of Jesus. We always have the love of Jesus. So keep that in mind, because Jesus is always with us. So when I say, the Lord be with you. Yes. So always remember, Jesus is with us. So I'm going to have, let's have Sloan. Do you want to get the sweet candy? Do you remember we give a piece of candy, Tootsie Roll, because it's sweet, like Jesus. Remember that, Silas? Yeah, it is sweet like Jesus. You can go on back then, as once you get your candy, you can go on back. I do have several folks. Of course, our three angels will be back up here, and Haley and Harrison, Sloan. Thank you for coming and talking about this sweet love of Jesus and Jesus always being with us. Okay. Hannah, why don't you, Haley, you tell Hannah what's coming. And Hannah, you can come up here too. Okay, come on up. Okay, thank you. And thank you, Missy, for moving furniture. Perfect. Thank you. All right. The Lord be with you. Something's wrong with this mic. I'm not sure there isn't something wrong with the teaching.
And also with you.
Ooh. Something's wrong with all the rules we have.
And also with you.
Wow, maybe we'd better look at this. Thank you. Thank you, guys and gals. Yeah, they did well, didn't they? That is what Martin Luther, in his studies, was coming up against. Something's wrong with our studies, our teachings. And he thought, and also with me. Well, there is something wrong with all of us. In the gospel, Jesus talks about it. We're all sinners. And that makes us slaves to sin. But where Martin Luther ran into a nasty roadblock was with this idea that he was never going to be good enough. Because according to the laws, he had to do A, B, C, D, all the way to X, Y, and Z, and then start all over. And he could never get all those laws and rules right. No matter how hard he tried, he would never be good enough for God, for Jesus. You see, he felt he did not deserve the love of Jesus. And then he began to think about this a little bit, and we look there in the Romans section, okay? And in the Romans section, What about this law? The law gives us the thorough knowledge of what the sin is. The law tells us what sins are. So he knew about these sins. And since he was a sinner, and we all are sinners, we all fall short. We'll never make it. We'll never reach God's grace. We're not good enough for that. And that's one of the things that really got on his mind and really made him think about all this. And he debated and was not sure, what do I do? How do I see my way through all this? And you see, if we are afraid that we're going to break one of those rules, and that's the only reason we follow the rules, it has nothing to do with love. But if, on the other hand, we recognize that that love is always there. You see, if you look at laws, sometimes, some way, shape, or form, we can't do well enough, and the love is taken away from us if we don't do well enough. But then Martin Luther came across in verse 28, a person is justified by faith apart from the works prescribed by the law. In other words, that love is there. Jesus is behind us, in front of us, all around us, within us. Jesus is there. If we have the faith in Jesus, when we have that faith, we have that love. Just like our parents love us, and we love our children, and beyond and beyond. We might not be happy at times. Might get a time out. Okay? And I think sometimes God gives us time outs. But God always loves us. Jesus always loves us no matter what. So what was going on here, it took him a while to figure it out, based on faith, that there is nothing he can do to get the love of Jesus. And in fact, it was always there, always with him, always with us. I saw a sign, fear of God, roads along the road, fear of God will keep you from sinning. No, we aren't afraid to mess up, and we still sin, but the love of God will make us want to avoid sin. The love of God will make us want to do the good things, to do those good works. It is the love of God which translates to the love of others. Love others as yourselves. It is that love. It is that desire to do good. So what has taken place is that God's love supersedes these laws. The laws show us what to do, but God's love keeps us doing that. Not the fear. Not the fear of being punished, but the love that we deserve to have by simply being. So, to close up here, it is not rules and regulations. It is not procedures, teachings, and practices that keep us on a right system with God. It is our faith in Jesus, our love in Jesus, and the acceptance of this love. Love is what makes us want to obey the laws and to do good in this world. So when we say, "The Lord be with you, and also with you," we can really mean that. When God, and God is always with us. The love is always with us. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we cannot thank you enough for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us. For this house, for the word, the message that you bring. But Lord, we thank you most at this moment for the love that Jesus shows to us and the friends, neighbors, congregation, families that we show love to them. We ask that you would be with us and guide us and continue showing this love. In Jesus' name, amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Knowing the one in whom we trust, and with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all in need. God, our refuge and strength, you make all things new. Reform your church so that our life together hears witness to your unmerited love. Free us from sin and write the law of love on our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Reform our relationships with you, with one another, and with all creation. Restore this good earth, the home you entrust in our care. Enrich soils, cleanse waters, and purify the air. Lord, in your mercy. Bring an end to war and to the violence that shakes the nations and worries your people. When voices of fear threaten to overwhelm us, fill the earth with your peace and strength. Lord, in your mercy. Be the present help for those suffering the turmoil of illness, poverty, abandonment, and uncertainty. Bring your calm and healing to those in need. Today we pray especially for our shut-ins, the sick, and those who are in need of our prayers, compassion, and care, and those who are listed in the bulletin in the back of these pages. Are there others for whom we should pray? For all these mentioned here in the bulletin and in the silence of our hearts, Lord, in your mercy. In this community, O Lord, we are all sinners and saints. In our dealings with one another and in our witness to the world, help us trust in your mercy, freely offering others what you give to us. Lord, in your mercy. We remember before you those who have died in Christ and now live in the fullness of salvation. We trust your presence now, even as we wait for your glory to be revealed. Lord, in your mercy. Trusting and delighting in you, we commend all our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. May the peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another God's peace. here and two here. So you two. Didn't have, very good. Let us pray. God, our provider, we bring nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it. Accept these gifts you have first given us, which we bring to your table, with them the offering of our lives. Nourish us now with the life that really, in life, revealed to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave by his glorious resurrection, opening to us the way to everlasting life. And so, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, praising your name and joining their unending hymn. You are indeed holy, almighty and merciful God. You are most holy and great in the majority of your glory. You are loved, you so loved the world that you gave your only Son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into this world to fulfill for us your holy will, and to accomplish all things for our salvation. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as oft as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Remembering, therefore, his salutary command, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you mercifully to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit, to bless your servants and these your gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in this body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receiving the forgiveness of sin, what may be formed to live in your holy people and be given your inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus welcomes sinners and eats with them. Come, take your place at the feast. Make sure you get the cups on either side, and Silas will come down and just take them, meet them down there at the aisle. And would Sienna's family come forward that are taking communion? Come on down. Again, get cups. And Bria and Thea's family, come on down. Okay, Sienna, you can go on down now. You two go on down. Your folks will come get you. Okay, Nick. Yeah, just Nick. Just Nick this time. Okay. Yeah, I didn't do that. Here. You're good. Spread out across. Nick, you follow me now. Or wait for me to come back through. There we go. The body of Christ given for you. There we go. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ. you always, now and forever, children of God. Amen. You may. Yeah, there are trays on either side for them. And now we'll do the choir and acolytes.
Please rise.
As let all who seek the Lord rejoice and proudly bear His name. Recalls His promises and leads His people forth in joy. With shouts of thanksgiving, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. God of blessing, at this table you have seen you face to face. And in the gift of Christ's body and blood, our hearts have been refreshed. Send us now to you, with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. Almighty God, bless you with grace, mercy, and peace, now and forever. Go in peace, live in love as Christ loved us.